This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
8 teenagers wounded in Philadelphia mass shooting.
We are just absolutely heartbroken and angry.
National Guard heading to New York City subway system.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught.
One Republican left in White House race.
The time has now come to suspend my campaign.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. As school lets out, shots are fired at a Northeast Philadelphia City bus stop. This woman ran to help.
I ran down there and the kid was laying in the street, shot in his back, and I put the blood pressure on him and I looked over and there was four more kids.
8 teenagers have been wounded. It's the fourth gunfire incident near the city's transit system in as many days. CBS News Philadelphia's Carrie Carano.
Police say the victims were shot at Rising Sun and Cottman Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. And we are told this was a drive-by shooting and the shooters were masked. Now, we are told the victims were juveniles. They were taken to area hospitals like Einstein and Frankfurt Torresdale Hospital. This happened around 3 p.m. And police say they got multiple 911 calls for a mass shooting.
An emotional Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker.
We are going to ensure that every partner that we have, every resource that we need to solve this crime, to ensure that those who are responsible are held accountable.
Soon greeting New York City subway riders, a lot more law enforcement after a series of attacks, including last week's neck slashing of a subway conductor. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
These brazen, heinous attacks on our subway system will not be tolerated.
Governor Hochul is deploying 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state troopers and transit officers to help NYPD officers check bags at subway entrances. A New Mexico jury reaches a verdict in the trial of Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty of involuntary manslaughter as charged in count one.
It's in connection with the 2021 onset shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins by actor Alec Baldwin. Baldwin goes on trial in July for involuntary manslaughter, but he has pleaded not guilty. After big Super Tuesday losses, Republican Nikki Haley and Democrat Dean Phillips are out of the presidential primary race with a likely rematch between former President Trump and President Biden. Nikki Haley has not thrown her support behind Trump, saying,
"It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that."
Former President Trump is already challenging President Biden to debates and posts on Truth Social that he'll do a live play-by-play during tomorrow's State of the Union address. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 76 points. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
The U.S. House passes a $460 billion package of spending bills.
On this vote, the yeas are 339, the nays are 85.
The money would keep flowing to key federal agencies through the remainder of the budget year, averting a shutdown. A Senate vote is expected before the midnight Friday deadline. During tomorrow night's State of the Union address, President Biden is expected to urge Congress to pass measures lowering health costs. And, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre,
you will hear the president lay out the historic achievements he has delivered on for the American people and his vision for the future.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell tells a House committee that rate cuts are likely this year, but more evidence is needed that inflation is tamed and falling sustainably back to the Fed's 2% target. Powell's comments largely echo those he made at a news conference on January 31st. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. At least three people are killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Liberian-owned ship, CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
It was only a matter of time before the Houthi attacks killed someone. The Houthis launched a ballistic missile which struck a Barbados-flagged cargo ship in the Gulf of Aden, killing three, leaving three more in critical condition, and forcing the rest of the crew to abandon ship.
Coalition warships responded and are assessing the situation. Haiti remains largely paralyzed as gangs take control of an estimated 80% of the capital. Several bodies lay on empty streets in Port-au-Prince. Over the weekend, two prisons were raided by gangs and more than 4,000 inmates were released. Haiti's airport is closed, preventing embattled Prime Minister Ariel Henry from returning home. He faces increasing pressure to resign. No agreement yet for a ceasefire and hostage release between Israel and Hamas, but the U.S. is still pushing for a deal by Ramadan, which starts March 10th.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A former NFL Players Foundation is proposing a bill that would identify, locate, and help some 50,000 children.
Tim Tebow tells the House Committee on Child Sexual Abuse that his proposal has one goal.
To build a rescue team.
That team would include specialists to identify possible victims seen in child sexual abuse material around the world. He used his sports team's resources as a comparison point for winning battles.
Why would we not give as much, if not more, resources to the frontline heroes that are going after the most vulnerable boys and girls on the planet?
Peter King, CBS News.
It may be harder for crawfish lovers to find the crustacean for that seafood boil. Louisiana's governor has issued a disaster declaration in the wake of a shortage due to last year's drought, extreme heat, saltwater intrusion on the Mississippi, and a hard winter freeze in the Bayou State. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.